Chapter 2. Tying the Score. Ping! The ball came in between Joe's palms with a vicious thud, but there it stuck, and a moment later the newcomer had tossed it back over the fence with certain and strong aim. "I guess someone will pick it up," he said. "Sure," assented Tom. "Say, that was a good stop, all right. Have you played ball before?" "Oh, just a little," was the modest and rather quiet answer. In fact, Joe Matson was rather a quiet youth. Too quiet, his mother sometimes said, but his father used to smile and remark, "Oh, let Joe alone. He'll make out all right, and some of these days he may surprise us." "Well, that was a pippy stop, all right," was Tom's admiring, if slangy, compliment. "Let's go in. I may get a chance to play." Joe turned toward the main entrance gate and thrust one hand into his pocket. "Where are you going?" demanded Tom. "Into the grounds, of course. I want to get a ticket." "Not much," exclaimed his companion. "You don't have to pay. Come with me. I invited you to this game, and I'm a member of the team, though I don't often get a chance to play. Members are allowed to bring in one guest free. I'll take you in. We'll use the players' gate." "Thanks," said Joe briefly, as he followed his new friend. "Here's a good place to see it from. Almost as good as the grandstand," said Tom, as they moved to a spot along the first baseline. "Though you can go up and sit down if you like. I'm going to put on my things. I may get a chance at first." "No, I'll stay here," said Joe. "Then I can see you make some good stops." "I can if Sam doesn't put 'em away over my head," was the reply. "Oh, yes, that's so. You started to say that you thought our side... You see, I'm already a Silver Star rooter, that our side would win if something didn't happen." "Oh, yes, and then the ball came over the fence. Well, we'll win, I think, if Sam doesn't go to pieces." "Who's Sam?" "Sam Morton, our pitcher. He's pretty good, too, when he doesn't get rattled." "Then we'll hope that he doesn't today," said Joe with a smile. "But go ahead and dress." "All right," assented Tom, and he started off on the run to the dressing rooms. It was only just in time, too, for at that moment Darrell came hastening up to him. "Why haven't you got your suit on?" the manager asked. "You'll probably play some innings anyhow, and I don't want any..."